the engine on her, lights flash to a blur, speed work through the earth, make your motor go skirt.
Let's talk a little bit about solar power. Wednesday, probably, Obama gave a little mini press conference and asked him about the energy bill and McCain being an asshole and all that. And he said, we need to work on things like solar and this and that. And I got to thinking, when I was a little kid, and we're talking about nearly half a century ago, I had a magnifying glass. Like every little kid in the country, I learned the power of a magnifying glass. And a magnifying glass can make such intense heat. I mean, it'll just burn you. Boom, you're dead. I guess a lot of little kids, what they used to do, probably still do, is burn ants with their magnifying glass, which is not exactly the most humanitarian thing a fella can do with solar power. But the way I understand, say, like a nuclear or nuclear, if you're George Bush, plant works, is the whole point of the nuclear reaction. All it does is create heat, and that turns the water into steam, and the steam turns the turbines, and that creates electricity. Well, if all you have to do is come up with a source for heat, the sun's kind of hot, and it seems to me, why can't they just get some giant magnifying glasses, and surely with some technology and some experience and some brains, they can learn how to multiply that. You know, I don't know if you use mirrors or what you do, but if you just take the sun on a hot day and run it through some magnifying glasses, it's going to be 1,000 degrees on the other end of it. And last I heard, water boils to 212. So if you got 1,000 degrees working on 212, you're going to have a whole lot of steam, and you're going to have a whole lot of turbines running around, and it's free. So why don't they do it? I don't understand. I'm sure they could come up with 1,000 obstacles. Oh, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. Bullshit. If you're talking about free energy, you can do it. You just don't want to. America doesn't want to do the right thing. America doesn't want to be energy independent. We want to sit here and cry and moan about all the reasons why we can't. Same for the damn electric car. They've been driving electric cars around golf courses for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. I give up. But when it comes to putting them on the road, oh, here's the top 50 reasons why that won't work. Well, bullshit. It will work, but we just don't want it to work because between General Motors and the oil companies, they want to sell you a car that's going to wear out, that costs a lot of money to push around, and a battery car won't do that. If every filling station in America changed into a battery exchange center, everything would be the same. If you're driving from Tulsa, Oklahoma to Las Vegas, you stop around Amarillo and exchange a battery, and then you stop around Albuquerque and you change a battery, and then you stop around Flagstaff and you change a battery. By the time you get to Vegas, hey, it's time to party, and you didn't use any gas to get there. But no, they don't want to do that. They've got another 50 reasons why it won't work, and it's just bullshit. The power of the sun is just sitting there. In Oklahoma, we're burning up. The planet's getting hotter, but we can't figure out a way to harness that heat. Bullshit. I remember a joke from Steve Martin in the 70s. He said, if you want to harness the power of solar, buy some giant car seats, because you know how damn hot your car seats get when you jump back in your car. It's been sitting in a hot parking lot for an hour or two. So why don't we want that? What is it with solar energy? I'd like you, the listener, to call the BART phone. Yeah, that's a ticket. Let's see what their phone number is. That's 1-800-530-2979, and explain to me what you know about solar energy. Because if it works, it works. And if you think it doesn't work, tell you what, you sit in a chair, and I'll stand 5 feet from you on a sunny day, and I'll make you say uncle inside 10 seconds. Now, that's how hot it gets, and it's free. But we don't want free. We want to pay the Bush bastard $60 a week to fill up our car. Our little tiny Japanese car is $60 to fill up now. Why don't we want to use solar power? We just don't want to. I wish somebody would explain it to me.
Oh, well, I ain't gonna live in your world no more.